If you've watched the news or followed politics, chances are you've heard the term Orwellian thrown around in one context or another. But have you ever stopped to think about what it really means or why it's used so often? The term was named after British author Eric Blair, known by his pen name George Orwell. Because his most famous work, the novel 1984, depicts an oppressive society under a totalitarian government, Orwellian is often used simply to mean authoritarian. But using the term in this way not only fails to fully convey Orwell's message, it actually risks doing precisely what he tried to warn against. Orwell was indeed opposed to all forms of tyranny, spending much of his life fighting against anti-democratic forces of both the left wing and the right. But he was also deeply concerned with how such ideologies proliferate. And one of his most profound insights was the importance that language plays in shaping our thoughts and opinions. The government of 1984's Oceania controls its people's actions and speech in some ways that are obvious. Their every move and word is watched and heard. And the threat of what happens to those who step out of line is always looming overhead. Other forms of control are not so obvious. The population is inundated with a constant barrage of propaganda, made up of historical facts and statistics manufactured in the Ministry of Truth. The Ministry of Peace is the military. Labor camps are called joy camps. Political prisoners are detained and tortured in the Ministry of Love. This deliberate irony is an example of doublespeak, when words are used not to convey meaning, but to undermine it, corrupting the very ideas they refer to. The regime's control of language goes even further, eliminating words from the English language to create the official dialect of Newspeak, a crudely limited collection of acronyms and simple concrete nouns, lacking any words complex enough to encourage nuanced or critical thought. This has an effect on the psyche Orwell calls doublethink.